Hello, and thank you for joining us for Block and Tackle. I'm Phil Milani alongside Casey Jones. He knows how to block. Steve Atwater, he knows how to tackle. And today we're talking about the Patriots coming into town, coming off their bye week. And the first topic of conversation has to start with Tom Brady.
Hey, it starts and ends with Tom Brady. Tom Brady's having another fantastic year. Already he's passed over 2,500 yards, has a 106.5 quarterback rating, 16 touchdowns, and only two interceptions.
Yeah, he's on an MVP pace at 40 years old. It's really incredible. And on the other side of the ball, the Patriots defense sort of struggled at the beginning of the year, but now they really got it going.
Yeah, statistically, the New England Patriots are the worst in the league, 417 yards total offense a game. But they have improved over the last 4 weeks. So they're holding teams to under 400 yards of offense and under 12 points per game. Their front seven has been beat up. They lose Dont'a Hightower, and they're going to be without the services of Malcolm Brown, a defensive tackle. But they do get Stephen Gilmore back at safety, which should help out that defense.
Yeah, you know, Bill Belichick, a defensive mastermind, always knowing how to adjust. So no surprise that the Patriots' defense has been improving. On offense, though, it always seems like not the biggest names, not the biggest stars, but you plug them in that system and they really perform.
Yeah, they've been in the system for a while. Belichick and Tom Brady have been running this same system for many years, and really impressive how they can just plug anyone into the system and it seems to continue to chug along.
Yeah, this offseason they get Brandon Cooks to go alongside with Rob Gronkowski. How do you try to scheme against this team that they've really seen everything?
Yeah, they've seen everything, and they make really good adjustments during the game and at halftime. So the way you defend this team, I think, is that, number one, you don't play a ton of man-to-man coverage. You come out and play a zone coverage, mix them up, cover two, cover three, cover four, and sprinkle in some man-to-man from here to there. And also when our defensive linemen are rushing, that they get their hands up to block the path and also to knock down passes.
Yeah, the Broncos defense looking for a bounce-back game against the Eagles. For the Broncos offense, Brock Osweiler getting his second start.
Yeah, second start. He had his first start last week against Philly. Two interceptions, didn't get a whole lot of help from the running game, only 35 yards rushing. But to me, this game isn't about the rushing attack. It's not about the Patriots' defense. This game is about the self-inflicted wounds that the offense has to avoid. Penalties, turnovers, they have to find a way to create that identity on offense. They have to find something they're good at and go with it. I think the three of their best players, Devontae Booker, C.J. Anderson, Jamal Charles, I think those are the best players, and they have to get integrated into this offense to make that running attack effective once again.
On the other side of the ball, we know about Rob Gronkowski, we know about Brandon Cooks, but there's some other guys that they just plug them into that Patriots system and they turn out to be big performers.
Yes, Chris Hogan is doing a great job. Dan Amendola doing a great job, and they're also doing a great job of getting the ball out of the backfield to James White. He's already has 43 receptions. That's the same number of receptions that our leading receiver, Demaryius Thomas, has. So they're doing a great job of getting that ball around to different people.
How do you try to game plan against a guy like Tom Brady? He's seen everything.
He's seen everything, but I think it's extremely important that, number one, we disguise our coverages. Number two, guys play tight man-to-man defense when we play man-to-man defense, but I actually recommend playing a lot more zone coverage and sprinkle in the man-to-man, especially if we got to go against Big Gronkowski, and he's going to be in the game a good percentage of the time. So have one guy on him, jamming him at the line of scrimmage to disrupt his route and having the safety over the top.
And we know that Von Miller likes to have his biggest games against the Patriots. For the Broncos, they're going to be without their right tackle. Menelik Watson headed IR.
They lose their best run blocker in Menelik Watson. They're going to bring Barber over from left guard. But to me, it's not about New England. It's not about injuries. It's about this offense finding an identity, finding something they're good at, and running the ball effectively.
Yeah, that's something we heard from head coach Vance Joseph. We've got to find a brand of football that this Denver Broncos team is all about. All right, Steve, one last final thought here. How the game plan for the Broncos defense?
Yeah, our defense has to come out with that confidence, with that swagger. They may have lost a little bit of that last week, but they got to come out confident they can win this ball game. Also flying around to the ball, making good solid tackles, and most importantly, knowing exactly what they need to do.
Yeah, and no mistakes, no offsides calls, nothing to hurt themselves. And then on the other side, what should that brand of football be for this offense?
I think the Broncos look at the blueprint from 2015, where Brock Osweiler led offense, had C.J. Anderson run over 100 yards for 2 touchdowns. They might have maintained that balance on offense to beat this New England defense.
Who could forget that game in the snow? C.J. Anderson, 2 touchdowns in that game. That was a magical night, and Broncos went on to win the Super Bowl. So we'll see what happens. All you need is really one big win that could change the momentum completely for this team. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater and Casey Jones, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Block and Tackle.